Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Our son's back as much as you like.
Ouch, 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 ouch. You're killing me, man.
Where did you learn to give shots, Ismail? Oh.
Serves you right for talking behind my son's back.
Is this how you give shots to anyone who talks behind the back of your relatives? Ouch.
I wanted to make sure that you were paying attention.
Attention. Oh, I'm very surprised at you, Ismail. On the one hand, all this praying that you do all the time at the Imam Zadeh Mosque, the mosque these two don't even go to at all, and on the other hand, surprised at the way you defend them. Just so you know, I'm serious, I'm not going to forgive Abbas.
I mean, if in the afterlife, God grabs my Sayyid by the neck and asks
why he became a servant to this government, I'll search through the crowd and find Abbas and say, God, you saw
for yourself that it's all his fault. I mean, in the afterlife, it's not like over here that you'll get away with it.
Just keep rambling on with your nonsense. Don't even consider that I am his father. Now, father dear, give me the syringe and go and sit there.
Nah, see, I have to speak the truth. Whether anyone likes it or not, that's just the way I am. That's what I gotta do.
There's no God but Allah. No God but Allah. Look here, Abdullah. Abbas's mother and me are more concerned than you are. Because Abbas was accepted to go and study medicine, but he gave it all up to pursue
dangerous profession. Are you listening? And that's why we held all the prayer groups and prayed. And the imams are there. And if it's not to their advantage,
their trip to America doesn't happen. And if it's the right thing, well, then it's God's will. I have to put my faith in God, don't I? We have to trust God. God willed that they go.
The right thing and God's will. Even if God put what's best in front of these two idiots, they'd just kick it aside and walk on. They don't even listen to anyone.
Your boss should study meds, become a doctor, and come and work next to you. And then the two of you together
can help these poor people. And my son should come and work with me and learn how to make pastries. I mean, with my age, I can't run that place by myself anymore. And now's the time for me to rest and spend time with my wife. For example, right now, he should be the pastry shop running things, while I come here to see you and get my shots. I'm telling the truth. Tell me I'm wrong.
Ismail, forgive me. I didn't bring any money with me.
Don't worry about it.
May
be
God
my
watch
guest.
Over your children. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. May God bless all of your loved ones. My dear departed mother always said children who are calm and quiet as kids grow up to raise hell and torture their parents. I never understood at the time what you were saying, but now I'm starting to understand exactly what you were saying.
Look at my Sayyid, and you're Abbas too.
Hello. Hello, Father.
Hello, my boy.
Well, well, ah, the sharp flying eagle, Mr. Abbas Babai. How are you, my young man? We were all singing your praises now. Just ask your dad there. Come in, then.
Yes. Are you well, Father?
Thanks, I'm fine.
Hello. How are you? Have a seat.
Thanks,
are you doing
fine.
Well? Hello. Hello.
Oh, it's
hello.
Ismail's son.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Well, hello there,
good to
Colonel
see
Babai.
You. I'm a long way from Colonel. How are you, Mashti?
Thank God. When I see you young people, it gives me energy, Colonel.
You keep saying Colonel, God willing, one day you'll be one.
Thanks a lot. Please, pray for me, Osabas.
God go with you,
thanks
young man.
Thanks a lot. With your permission.
God be praised.
Take care.
You went to trouble, Uncle.
To your health. What do you think yourself? You're doing the right thing?
100%. I went because I was sure about it. I've always wanted to fly since I was a kid. But, well, the things people say, the gossip, it's not nice.
I think you're right. Don't think about it. It'll bother you.
I'm more worried about my mother and father. I'm afraid what people say will cause them to think they went to this trouble for nothing. Being a pilot isn't a big deal. I should have pursued becoming a doctor.
Eventually, one day, they'll realize their son made the right choice. That day isn't very far off. Some can only see what's in front of their eyes. They can't see what's coming down the road. This military has to be prepared in case it's needed. Well, young man, tell me of love. When will we celebrate your wedding? I've already got my suit ready.
Well, you know, I still haven't got an answer. And I'm off to America now.
A hunter going after his prey isn't a strange sight at all. But the prey pursuing the hunter, now that is a sight to behold.
May you always be well, Carl Yunus.
It's Mash Yunus. Carl Yunus was for when I was a hunter. I've been Mash Yunus for a long time now.
Brings back memories. Ya Ali.
Ya Ali.
You need to write a one here, and over here, a 10.
The way you keep praying and pleading to God, you'd think that I was going to fall down with my very first step. Not to mention trying to get a plane in the air and fly it.
Uncle,
My classmate told me a plane crashed in America and everyone died on board. Did you hear about it?
No, I hadn't heard.
Shut your mouth with the nonsense you're saying. Wait till your dad gets home. Do your homework.
Well, every profession has its own dangers. From being a construction worker to, well, I don't know, a blacksmith, a carpenter, a taxi driver. Being a pilot is just a job like all the others. It's not any different.
But being a pilot is better than the rest, right, Uncle? When I grow up, I want to be a pilot too. If I was the pilot of that plane, I wouldn't have let it crash.
I said, do your homework. I'll tell your father.
Mom, my dad won't be back for another month, and by then you'll have forgotten.
Do your homework.
Now I see that you're not talking to me. Now I see that you're angry with me, right?
Tell me, do you doubt what you're doing, my son?
Not at all. But the way you look is like a person who's mad at someone, but who, since they love them and all that, they don't want to say anything to upset them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's nothing like that at all. I've entrusted you to the Imams and the Imam Zadeh, that they'll watch over you and you'll do what's best.
God willing.
Where are you going? Do your homework.
Hassan, don't make me tell everyone how lazy you are and have them mock you. Hello?
Hello there, Abbas. It's Malia.
Oh, hello. Hello. How are you, Malia? How's it going? Are you well?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Are you back in Qazvin?
No, I'm calling from Gamza, from a public phone. My father was saying some things about your trip to America.
Well, nothing's really clear yet. I have to wait until they announce the results of the candidacy tests.
Give my regards to everyone.
Thanks.
Is Akdas at your house?
Yes, hold on a second. I'll say goodbye to you for now, with your permission.
Goodbye.
Take good care of yourself.
You too.
Hold on a second. Miss Akdas? Come here, please. Malia for you.
Hello. Hi there, Miss Teacher-to-be.
Hello, Akdas. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
What a story my life's become. It's too much. What's up? So do you know why they said no to mother and father?
You know well enough. Even if Uncle Shaban says yes, his wife would never agree to it.
But why? What reason do they have? 2 years ago, their excuse was that I hadn't gotten my degree yet. And I wouldn't be able to provide for her and a family. Well, they were right. But what about now? Please, do me a favor and go and talk to Uncle's wife.
Me? What if Mother and Father find out? No.
So what am I supposed to do? There's no way that Mom will ever go back to them again.
A bus. Uncle and them don't want to give Malia to you.
No, my instincts don't lie to me. Malia doesn't agree with them. I'm sure of it.
Well, if I talk to Uncle's wife, and she still says no, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I have to know what's happening before my trip to America. How much more is left of Malia's educational training?
At least another year.
Then I have to think of something myself. Yes. Hello. How are you? You well?
Blankets, get your blankets here.
Get your blankets here. Blankets, we sew the finest blankets.
Thousand thanks to Amos Babayi, who finally remembered his old servant.
You're a real gentleman, Ahmad. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you? I've seen a pilot's uniform before, but it doesn't look like this. It's different.
That other style, they don't allow us to wear it outside the base. Now try and accept me like this.
Oh, come on, you're a top student, Abbas.
How's Miss Effort? She well?
Thank God, here
Hello.
She is
well,
now.
Well, hello
to
there.
See you.
Good to see you too. You're doing well, I hope.
Well. The knee pain has moved to my back, what can I say? This time it's because of old age.
How are the kids? Are they well?
Thank God. But what can I say about these school children? Those days are long gone now when there wasn't a bus per bay who would always be around to clean up our entire school.
Brings back memories.
Now they just mess the classrooms, the bathrooms, the school, and leave it for us to clean up. By the way, have you found a wife yet?
They just won't give one to me.
They should be falling over themselves. An honorable man like yourself, a pilot and a gentleman. What more could they want? God willing, any day now, a beautiful, pure and innocent girl will become your wife.
God willing. God willing. Is Mr. Heckmut here?
Yeah, go right in.
Good to see you, Miss Heppard.
God be praised. God be praised.
Well, so your preliminary stage is over?
Yes. They'll announce the results of our candidacy for America next week.
That's good.
Thank you.
Have a seat. Then what'll happen?
If God wills it, I'll be one of the candidates to go for further training in America.
God willing. Wish you luck.
Thanks a lot.
Well, what else are you up to?
As a famous scholar once said, dear uncle, I have no news of the one I love. I guard my heart so no other can enter.
The one you love is God, the one who controls the heavens and the earth. You know very well that I respect you more than any other young man that I know.
You're too kind. I learned everything from you.
My very best student.
Why did you leave my mother empty-handed and break her heart?
Listen to me, Abbas. You have to know that there are some things we couldn't tell them.
I guessed as much. What exactly couldn't you say? With your permission, I want to convince my parents to come again for Malia's hand. You can say whatever it is you want to say, right to them, right in front of me. I'm going over to the base in Tehran right now. I'll be back by sunset, and if you allow, we'll come over tonight. With your permission.
Is in the middle of the Isfahan airport. There's no police here. I figured since I don't know what's going to happen to me now, it's best if I tell you some things. So if you come back one day and see if I'm gone, at least you can watch this video. The plane was about to crash. We were about to die, Masoud. Just like that. As easy as that. Easier than being born, Masoud, and far, far easier than living. I really wish you were here with me. During the whole time we were about to crash, all I could see was you. I really miss you a lot, Masoud. Masoud, there's a lot of things I need to say to you. I'll leave it for when you come back. Of course, that's if I'm still alive. You know, during these times, certain things have happened to me that... Oh my, the police are coming, forgive me.
Eventually, Abbas convinced his parents to come to our house once again to ask for my hand. This time, Abbas came as well.
With your permission, this time I've come as well. Maybe my presence will have a positive influence. Mother dear?
Abbas asked me to come here again. Otherwise, no mother would come twice to ask for the same girl, you know. Forgive me, brother.
Please go ahead, Mr. Babaji.
Abbas said last time that there were some things that you didn't want to tell us about so much. So we've come to hear them again. Is that right, Abbas?
With your permission. The first day we sat in training class, they told us that being a pilot means always being really close to death. Being the pilot of a plane flying in a war means death itself. That's why our salaries are so high. Pilots get paid for their lives. But well, these things are all, in a way, just simple excuses. Because everyone, somehow, somewhere, eventually dies. One on the ground, one in the sea, and one like us, pilots in the air. But each person has a purpose in life. He has to take some risks to achieve it. I'm just like everyone else. I'd like to hear what Maliha herself has to say about it.
Sure. I will give your message to Maliha. With your permission.
God grant all mothers patience.
Mother dear.
Maliha, you have to answer them yourself. An answer which you won't regret later.
The doctor says the last sense to start functioning is hearing. Then you can probably hear what I'm saying to you, can't you? Listen very closely. Listen, Lily, I've always trusted you. You know this yourself. This time it's different. And I want you to forgive me. During this time, you've gone after something that in no way suits you. They talk about you on the satellite channels. They say the government did this to you. But you yourself are investigating about a war hero. So how am I supposed to believe this? How can I believe that a person who loves fast cars, music, read novels, is now reading passion plays, writing about the prophet Abraham, Ismail, and Dr. Shariati? What were you doing? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Were you scared? I know that you know I love you, and you love me. But what's Farouk saying in all of this? Why did you write, "I'm in love, but I don't want to leave Iran anymore"? What does this mean? You've confused me, Layleen. You've confused me. You're driving me crazy. You have to get up right now and answer me. You have to talk to me. Why didn't you tell me anything about your interviews with these people? Your incident with the plane crash? Was I a stranger? Was I a stranger? Layleen? Nurse? Nurse?
You stay put. The doctor will be right here.
Nurse! What's happening, Doctor?
Thank God. It seems your prayers are having an effect. I told you that Layli can hear everything you're saying. She just can't respond in her state. Were you talking with Layla? Were you saying good things, or God forbid?
No, honestly, I wasn't saying bad things, but I did raise my voice a little without realizing.
Say better things. I'm seeing a positive result. Ma'am, Mr. Kamari can visit the patient anytime he wants. Keep talking to her. It'll improve her level of consciousness. Good luck.
It's off. If he hears, he'll be really happy.
Dad never turns off his phone. The battery must be dead.
Excuse me. I wanted to ask you a question, if that's okay.
Go ahead, my son.
Last night I saw a video in Layli's things. That was very strange for me. It was about a plane that had an equipment malfunction. And Layli was on the flight.
Yes, I remember. It was about 4 months ago. I don't know why all these things keep happening to my dear girl.
Where was Layli going?
Isfahan. It was during the time that she wasn't coming here. We heard it from her friends.
You mean she didn't say anything about it to you at all?
Yes. One time when she was talking about that flight, she said everyone should have a near-death experience. To see death from up close. I don't expect that from Layli, but she was convinced about what she was saying.
Forgive me, I've really inconvenienced you.
Aren't you staying here for lunch?
No, sorry. I've got something to take care of and have to go, with your permission.
We're happy to see you.
Thank you. Don't trouble yourselves. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for coming.
Hey, Masood. Thank you for not saying anything about that thing. Layli has changed a lot recently.
Like how?
Can I see you tomorrow?
Yes. Where?
I'll text you the address.
Where is it?
Don't worry, it's a good place.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Abraham, and you've brought your Ismail to be sacrificed. Who is your Ismail? Your job, your reputation, your wealth, your spouse, your family, your education, your social status, your talent, your spirituality, your possessions, your name, your house, your youth, your life, your beauty. I don't know. You know it yourself. You have to bring it to Mena to be sacrificed, and you have to choose it. I can only show you its characteristics. It's that which blocks your path to faith, that which prevents you from going, that which creates doubts about your responsibilities, that which has attached itself to you and won't let go, that which its attachments prevent you from hearing God's message to realize the truth, that which causes you to flee, that which prevents you from seeking peace, and your passion for what makes you blind and deaf. Your Abraham, your weakness for Ismail makes you Satan's plaything.
I'm having second thoughts about leaving, Actas.
I understand. 2 years is a long time. Being away from Iran, your family, Mali here.
I'm afraid I'll go for 2 years, and when I come back, things will be different.
Whatever God wills will be.
Yeah, destiny.
Malia loves you, Abbas.
Trying to raise my spirits, thanks a lot.
We women understand each other better.
I hope she doesn't think my going to America means she's not important or something like that.
Well, if you want, you can call her and let her know that she's important.
Give me a break, Agnes. You know I'm too shy.
Well, you must then leave it to God.
Only you know and can. I neither know nor can.
Uncle, what should I do with this kite?
I'm coming, Hassan. Well, that takes care of that. I put this here so that the kite is able to keep its balance in any wind, just like an aeroplane. See?
Yes. Uncle Abbas, I have a question.
What is it?
When you're in a plane, can you see the stars up close?
No. The stars are way up there.
How far up are they? As far as God?
For a small boy, you have some really big thoughts. God isn't in one place, he's everywhere.
If he's everywhere, then why do we look up when we're praying?
Maybe it's because that way we can better sense God's grandeur.
My mom says God watches over people everywhere, all the time. She says if a person is good, then God will look after them.
Your mother's right.
I don't understand how God can pay attention to everyone from up there.
I'm going to recite something for you. Memorize it and keep repeating it till you get your answer.
Okay.
He sees if there's a grain of sand at the ocean's bottom.
He sees if there's a grain of sand at the ocean's bottom. He sees if there's a grain. You mean that God sees it?
That's right.
I got it. Uncle, please tell me where you learned that from.
From my father, Uncle Shaban, books.
Uncle, I want to say something, but don't tell my mom.
Tell me, I won't say anything.
My mom says you should become a doctor. Then I ask her, why didn't Uncle Abbas become a doctor but become a pilot? And she hits me. I want to become a pilot just like you.
You have plenty of time. It's ready for flight. Don't lift your elbow, that's a foul. Don't bend your wrist.
Uncle. When I become a pilot, will they take me abroad too?
Why wouldn't they take you? If you study hard and do well in your exams, I'm sure they'll take
you. I'll study until I become a pilot. Oh, it's my mom.
Good boy. Are you waiting for someone, sister?
I wanted you two to say whatever you had to say.
What's that mean?
I called Gamsar and talked to Malier. I told her everything. I told her you love her and are ill at ease about going.
You shouldn't have done that, sis. She should be focusing on her studies right now, not on me.
Don't be silly, Abbas.
So what did she say?
She told me to tell you to stop thinking about her.
Are you serious?
She told me to tell you to rather focus on your studies and training. Because, you know, she doesn't want a sort of lazy husband who gets very bad grades and no future.
Well, thank God.
No, she didn't say it exactly like that. Don't get too down.
So what are you trying to say? Just say it already.
Well, from what I got from her, the situation is that she doesn't intend to get married until she has completed all of her studies. Get it now?
But that's not an answer for me.
When she asks me what time is Abbas's flight, so that she can come from Gamsar to say goodbye to you, what does it mean?
Swear to God you're telling the truth. Why isn't she here yet?
She'll be here.
Attention, all passengers of Iran Air Flight number 773 to England. Please go to gate number 5 for boarding the plane. Attention, passengers of Iran Air Flight.
Don't harass him so much. He's going far away.
It's not wrong for me to say this. I'm telling you, there are thousands of evils and wrongs over there. Listen to me, Saeed. Focus on your training and studies. What else should I tell you? When you walk down the street, look at the asphalt. Look in front of you. Don't turn your head. Saeed, don't let me hear you were looking at women. There's only one God. That's Allah. I wish you'd stay here with me at the pastry shop. How can I convince you not to go? I need your help. What do I have to say to you? I've never had any good luck. You tell me.
No, it's not possible. I have to go.
That's enough, Abdullah. Let him go. He's already checked in his luggage.
So what? We'll get his luggage back for him. Saeed, believe me, I'll find you a wife. I'll get a car for you. A house bigger than our own house. Just say yes.
Father, it's the military. It's not a joke. I've got to go.
Is it definite that you have to get on that damn plane?
Yes.
My dear mother, don't break my heart. For God's sake, I'll call you as soon as I get there.
Darling, until you get back, I won't stop worrying. Please take good care of yourself.
My sweet darling mother.
Carla, my boy. I've entrusted you to God. Now take care of yourself.
Pray for me.
Keep in touch with us.
I'll make you proud, God willing.
I love you,
sir. I love you too. Aunt, I'm really sorry, I swear. I know I've put you to trouble. Please forgive me.
Oh, come, please. What trouble? I hope you're successful.
Uncle, I love you too.
I always hoped that you'd come back to trouble me at least once.
I know I've put you to trouble, Uncle. God bless you. Where's Hassan? Hassan, I love you so much. Let me see you. When your dad's not there, you're the man of the house. And the man of the house doesn't cry. Wipe your tears. Come on.
Uncle, will you come back soon?
I'll be back soon. Akdas?
Attention, all passengers of...
So where's she?
Air flight number 773 to England. Attention, all passengers of Iran Air flight number 773 to England. Please go to gate number 5 now for boarding the plane.
I love you so much, son. Take good care of yourself. I'm worried about you.
At least promise you won't go too fast. Don't follow Abbas too high up there. There's nothing going on up there. Stay close to the ground so we won't get too worried about you. Say okay.
Okay, sure. Abbas is here now. Well, goodbye. Love you guys a lot.
Are you ready, Saeed? Any words of advice?
Abbas, it's not too late to stop this. Stop all this nonsense. If you stay, he'll stay too. You hear me?
It's far too late for that now, Hajj Abdullah. Please pray for us.
Listen to that. Take care of yourself.
You take care.
I expect you to take care of Saeed and watch over him. Promise me you'll do that.
Rest assured, I will. All right. Ma'am, with your permission.
Sure, now go.
Don't worry, I will. I entrust you to God.
Goodbye.
Take care of my Saeed, too.
Well, it's really goodbye. Can I?
Come here. Come here.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
I love you so much. I love you so much, my son.
Bye-bye. Mother, stop crying. Come on.